Chapter 37. November 21st of year 18. The clock is ticking, and it is frustrating. Proxima Centauri is very predictable about its cyclical eruptions, but we have to keep to a sedate speed due to Fred's struggles through the mass of its many co-travelers. It is doing great as a protective shield. While we cannot directly see the collisions, we can measure them. The shockwaves are transmitted to the rear side of Fred. Each collision that is at least partly within its direction of travel slows down the asteroid. Here is the paradox of our situation. The slower Fred becomes, the faster we move. A lower orbital velocity leads to a smaller orbital radius, and that is exactly where we want to go. The inner zone of the system on the other side of the asteroid belt. Thanks to our dual harpoon assembly, Messenger faithfully follows each of Fred's braking maneuvers. We should have planned to use two harpoons and two lines from the very beginning. Always remember, Plan B should be at least as sophisticated as Plan A. I watch the giant boulder that travels ahead of us, clearing the way. I feel a little like Captain Ahab following Moby Dick wherever he goes. However, we are going to cut the ropes once the whale has led us through these shallows, and afterward, Moby Dick will go his own way. Did we interfere with its existence in a significant way? Perhaps it would have become the core of a new planet that would form in this orbit. In the end, though, Fred will have to follow a lonely path at the edge of the asteroid belt. But I probably shouldn't worry about it. Realistically speaking, it is improbable for a planet to form this late in the history of a solar system. Adam has changed since his experience in space. He seems to have matured from a boy into a man. He speaks even less than before, but I notice he is no longer afraid of assuming responsibility. He also seems to have learned that preparing as comprehensively as possible can be helpful in dangerous situations. Now he is actively participating in classes, just like Eve does, and is well on his way to making up for lost time. Eve both admires and envies him. She did not have the chance to prove herself, and she resents me for it. I can understand this because I made the decision. I notice, though, that both of them are drifting away from me. Even though I know I should be proud, this sometimes keeps me awake at night, to the point where I have to manually force my consciousness to rest. At least, this is an advantage over human existence. I do not have to suffer any more sleepless nights like those I used to experience before important deadlines. These days we focus our lessons on our arrival at Proxima B. I enjoy applied mathematics, but my two pupils do not like it as much. How high do you estimate the degree of complexity for approaching Proxima B? I ask. If you put it that way, Adam says, it is complicated. Can you give any reasons for that? Adam first ponders the issue and then replies, "The planet moves around its star with a specific velocity. We have to match that velocity." "That's good," I say. "Which velocity are we talking about?"
"You mentioned an orbital period of about 11 days, Eve answers, "and a distance to the sun of slightly less than half an astronomical unit. That's approximately 70 million kilometers.
I correct her. "Not quite. It isn't 50%. But 5% of an AU.
So it's 7 million kilometers. So the planet covers it in 11 days, which amounts to 60 times 60 times 24 times 11 seconds, approximately 2 times pi times 7 million kilometers. 46 kilometers per second, I would say.
Eve is good at mental arithmetic, and I praise her.
By the way, this is 50% faster than Earth, I add.
What happens if we are slower?
Then the planet leaves us behind, Adam answers.
Oh, well.
But if we want to land, then what would this mean for our velocity?
It must be below the second cosmic velocity.
Correct, Eve. What does this mean in practice?
I don't know the radius.
Just estimate it based on Earth, Adam interjects.
There the velocity would be 11.2 kilometers per second. With the same radius, Proxima B should weigh about 1.5 times as much. If we factor out 1.5 from the square root, then we would get 1.2 times the escape velocity of Earth,
or about 13 kilometers per second.
Good deduction, I say. If you are missing a parameter, you just have to find a different way.
But do you see what this means?
As quick as a shot, Adam replies, we have to decelerate from 46 kilometers per second to 13 kilometers per second in the shortest possible time.
Why in the shortest possible time?
Because otherwise the next flare will get us.